We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, I think there's something to that. I mean, that's why I wanted to play last year when a lot of people are questioning, what are you playing for? And it's pride. That being said, this is a lot more fun when you're playing meaningful games in December, you know. I think there's a lot of different ways you can motivate yourself or take inspiration from certain things. Last year was playing for Joe because of how much we love Joe and appreciated what he meant to our team. This year we're playing for something collectively that's pretty special, and this was a step in the right direction.
Glad to have you. Those are the words of Aaron Rodgers. Something to play for at this time of year. Hell, you take it at this point. You take it. Better believe it. Welcome back to the program. We are broadcasting live at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. We're here in Oak Creek. If you want to stop by and say hi, it's the 13th annual Fan Toy Drive, our flagship station out of Milwaukee. Can't say thanks enough to everybody that has come by. Everybody that's come by to say hi, that has dropped off money, that has dropped off toys, that has volunteered, everybody that's been here. Thanks to one, thanks to all, thanks to our friends over there at Quick Trip as well. Hey, if you're going into your local Quick Trip, stop in, and they have a bunch of different specials going on right now. Today is one of those warm-you-up days. They got Karuba Coffee on special for a buck, so stop in. Any size Karuba Coffee is only a dollar. But also, you can still get registered for the Packers Opening Drive Contest. Just go in there and use your Quick Rewards card. You're good to go. Get yourself some Johnsonville brats, some Quickery buns, many different things. Stop in and check it out. Go to see our friends over at Quick Trip. Quick Trip, they've got a lot going on, and you should be a part of it. Check out our friends at Quick Trip. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, our buddy from the Green Bay Press-Gazette, Eric Baranchek. Eric, so tell me, what did you walk away from that game last night feeling?
Well, first, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. There's been a lot of talk out there about, oh, my God, you know, it wasn't a good victory. 18-point victory away on a slow track, crappy weather. By the way, it matched the Giants' biggest point differential in loss through the entire season. And people are complaining it wasn't a good enough win. I don't get it. I mean, three interceptions. One of them was, the other two were pretty good interceptions. Four touchdowns out of your quarterback. Defensive line finally showed up for the first time in a couple of weeks. I think it was a great victory, and I think it's something that you should build off of. And, you know, you got the Washington Redskins that they're coming into town on Sunday, and they just won. So now in Carolina, so, hey, this is a big game coming in here. They got to win this ball game.
Do you think, because yesterday Gary and I said, look, it's a win. You take it. You're 9-3. You've clinched a positive record for the first time in a couple of years. You haven't been there, so you're heading towards the postseason. And I don't think this team looked great even the year they won the Super Bowl heading down the stretch. They ended up winning some games to get in, and then after that they got hot. So if you're looking at this team right now, Gary and I said we didn't get a lot of things answered yesterday. Maybe offensively they weren't as sharp. Maybe defensively they still gave up yards, but it took turnovers to get the win. So did you walk away feeling good about that and doing what they do, or do you think, man, I'd just like to see them just win a game by stymieing somebody defensively and just shredding somebody offensively? Maybe that's what everybody's hoping for, and we just haven't seen it yet.
Well, who does that on a regular basis? You can't go out and win every game by 50 points. I mean, it's not Alabama versus the Sisters of the Poor. This is the NFL, and anybody can win. You look at this league right now, anybody can win any other game, every single game. Even the Bengals won. I mean, you got to feel good about that, right? So I'm looking at this thing, and yeah, you want them to roll out there. You know, 49ers lost yesterday and stomp people. It might happen occasionally, but they went out there and did what they needed to do to win. And this football team When they get turnovers, they win the game. That's the bottom line. On the games, you look in the stats, the games that they did not get turnovers, they don't win. They lose. They lost three of them. All the other games that get turnovers, they win. That says something about your football team and about your defense. Where the big answer that I was looking for that didn't come up was the special teams play. The punter turned it around. Good for him. A couple of those punts would have been really nice in San Francisco for that football team. And, the punt return game still is not there. They got to figure out a way to slow down a gunner or two. And, kicking in the special teams was good, but that punt return unit is really, really in a bad spot. And if they're going to get lucky in the playoffs, which, let's face it, unless something catastrophic happens, they're going to the postseason right now. And most likely, hopefully, will be the division leader, and they'll have the home at least one game. It's going to take a play in special teams to get this team over the top. Doesn't mean it has to be a turnover. It could be a 15-yard punt return. Because you know what happens. Everybody runs off the field. We're super excited after a big punt return. Those are the things that kind of get the momentum. They're momentum changers. The non-exit type things in a football game that help your team win. And that's the one area that this team is really missing. Yes, they got clubbed in a couple of times this year. They've only lost three games. That's pretty darn good. And the Patriots, they're supposed to be the best team in the league, looked kind of goofy last night. So, I don't put a whole lot of stock. It's about the entire book of work. And right now at 9-3, sitting at top of the NFC North, I don't think anybody has a whole lot to complain about other than the fact that, we want to see a couple of things go a little bit different. And, to complain about the running game, nobody was running the ball good yesterday. And if you had never played on wet turf, you don't understand how hard it is to cut and plant and maintain your balance on that type of a surface. So I think the Packers went out there and showed that they can play it on a sloppy track, which is probably what they're going to see in January. And you see a quarterback that's experienced enough to do it. I like the way they look coming out of yesterday's ballgame.
So, offensively speaking, were you satisfied with the way Aaron Rodgers moved the ball around?
Yeah. He probably went to Adams a few more times than what I probably would have drawn up. But you can't complain with the results. 14 leads, 125 passer rating. I mean, there are 31 other teams in the league that if their quarterback had 125 passer rating with 14 leads and no interceptions, that are singing all day long today. And over here in Wisconsin, for some ungodly reason, we're crying and lamenting. I don't understand. I mean, they're getting the job done. What was nice to see was some of the trust factor, I guess, that I complain about all the time with Devontae Adams being able to sit down in his zone. That stuff is pretty awesome. If there was another receiver that could have that level of trust and being able to see a safety or an inside backer shoot a gap, he would be smart enough to be on the same page as the quarterback and take a slant there behind the blitz. That would be really great because it's not always set up for Devontae Adams to be able to do that where he is on the field. That's the next step that the offense needs to take. I thought, the offensive line had a tough time blocking on that slick track. But they were able to rip off a couple of runs. They got the ball out to Aaron Jones a little bit. I think it's okay. I don't have a problem with where they spread the ball around. Again, some of it is going to be you got to deal with that trust factor there with 12. I 240 yards in the air, no picks, 4 TDs. I ain't complaining one bit.
Hey, before I let you go, I also wanted to ask you about the defense. Still gave up some pass coverage over the middle. I don't see them really curing that. They didn't get a sack yesterday. They still had 7 hits and hurries on the quarterback, which, obviously forced him into a couple of different, bad throws. But defensively speaking, was there anything that you saw yesterday that gave you additional pause for concern rather than just what we already knew going in?
I don't think additional concern. I think that what will cure this thing, especially with the passes across the middle, they just got to get more push up front with their two down linemen. Coming out of the two techniques when they're in their nickel or their dime set up, mostly their dime set up, they only have one down lineman. But I think after watching it and taking a look at it again, they don't need to get sacks from Clark. and Murray or whoever the other guy is, they just need to get that pocket in that quarterback's lap so he's got to move and he won't have those opportunities across the middle. I like the way the cornerbacks are playing right now. Kevin King got burned on the double move, but again, go out there on ice skates on that type of surface and try not to get beat on a double move. It's pretty tough. But he came back and got a nice interception. So, the linebacking position, it is what it is. You've still got a rookie playing safety, so there's going to be some concerns there mentally on occasion. But I looking at that game again and looking back at some film from earlier in the season, that defensive line has got to start taking control. They have got to start getting some movement from the pocket, and they got to shed the box and start getting into the running game a little bit more and can't rely on Martinez to tackle everything up.
Always great to talk to you, buddy. We'll talk at the end of the week, too, and then we'll see you. Why don't you come on over? If you got an opportunity, come on over after the Washington game. Join us over at Hinterland, man.
Yeah, I'll see how it goes Sunday. I'm not quite sure how the timing will be, but if it does, I'll walk over. That'd be great. I love that.
If you can. Yeah, if you can, come on by. We'll buy you some dinner. Good stuff. Thanks, Eric. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
Yep. All right, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Eric Branchek of the Green Bay Press Gazette joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 800-44-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com. They're great people to work for. 800-44-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.